Hello, and welcome to this podcast episode from Bethel Church. Today's message is brought to us by Dean Worden, a member of Gideon's International, and it's entitled The Power of the Word of God. I do hope you'll enjoy this power-packed message and that you'll stick around for some discussion afterwards.
I'd like to invite our children to come forward for a message. If you would, come on up to the altar. Good morning. Glad to see you all here. I'm going to start off with the same question I always ask. How many books are in the Bible?
66.
Very good. Today we're going to be talking out of passage from Isaiah. Is Isaiah in the Old Testament or the New Testament?
New.
It's actually in the Old Testament. See, that's one of those where that has a name, but it's so you can't just go by names. Names of some of these are in the Old Testament. He was a prophet in the Old Testament, his name was. All right, so let me ask you another question. What happens to plants and the grass after it rains on them?
They become moist,
and what does it do? They grow, right? When the rain comes down, it waters the ground and waters the grass and the plants, and it causes them to grow. And the dew does the same thing. And you know what happens? The more it rains,
the more
it grows. Yeah, right, exactly. You could, if you got too much rain, it could drown it. That's right. So smart. So now today's passage talks about how rain makes plants grow, and compares it to reading the Bible. Here's what it says in Isaiah chapter 55, verses 10 and 11. So it says, the rain and the snow come down from the sky. They do not return to it without watering the earth. They make plants come up and grow. The plants produce seed for farmers. They also produce food for people to eat. The words I speak are like that. They will not return to me without producing results. They will accomplish what I want them to. They will do exactly what I sent them to do. So, just like the rain causes the plants to grow, reading the Bible or God's Word causes us to grow in our minds and our hearts at the same time. The more we read, the more we grow and more become more like Jesus. So, you know, when we're looking at this, we read the Bible at church on Sundays, but we should try to read it every day if we can. A plant needs water to grow. And the more it is watered, the more it will grow. The same is true with us, that we should try and read it each day. Do you have any questions about God or the Bible? No? One day you will. I'm counting on that. All right. Will you pray with me? Dear God, thank you for the Bible.
Help us to read
and understand
these important words
so we can grow
and be more like Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you. If you want to grab a bag, you can. All right, it's my pleasure to introduce to you Mr. Dean Worden. He's with the Gideon's International, and this is a big Sunday for them because Gideon's is involved in many different ministries, primarily in providing Bibles to those who don't have them. And I've asked Mr. Worden to come up here and deliver the message today, and the message we've called is The Power of the Word of God, and it's very powerful. So I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Worden, and he's going to come up here and deliver the message for you. And I'm going to give you the microphone so you can hear you online, too.
I'm on. Hello. Okay. Good morning. Thank you for letting me come and talk to you and share with you what God's doing through the Gideons and talk about God's Word, which we endeavor to get out into the community. Before I do that, though, I'm going to come down and can I borrow your son for a minute?
Sure.
I'm going to give you this Bible. I want you to hold it up. Okay. And this man right here, take the strongest man in here. Who is it? I don't know. Pick one. You look pretty strong. This little guy with that word is stronger than you. Do you know that?
I can understand that.
Yeah. Now, you can take and do some physical harm to us, I'm sure. But this guy has the power of God in his hand. Okay? Let's go to Romans 1:16. And what does God tell us? You know, Paul wrote, he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ because it has a power unto salvation. You can hurt me for a little bit. This man can change the world, right? With God's word, he has all the power. You can have that Bible if you wish. You're welcome. Speaking of God's word and the power, think about that for a second. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. That's the good news of Jesus Christ, okay? Those words, God takes and he gives us his words. What has he done with his words? In the beginning, God created, right? He created the sun, and God said, let there be light. And God said, let there be earth, and let there be animals and birds. And God said, let us, plural, make man in our own image. Those are words that created. You know, it took us thousands of years to figure out energy can be moved to mass. God told us in Genesis, all we had to do is read his word. Okay, we go over to the book of John. It says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. In that book, you have the power of God to change the world. Everybody in here, you watch the news, right? And you complain about where this world's going to. Okay, I know I do. Okay, but what's really happening there? If that book, if we can get that word out, what's the disease that's causing all these symptoms? Okay. My father used to tell me, don't worry about symptoms, fix the disease. What's the disease in this world? Pardon? Yeah, people don't know Christ as their Savior. If you love God with your entire heart, with everything you've got, your soul, your spirit, and you love your brother as yourself, do we have all these issues going on? I don't think so. A lot of the problems go away, don't they? So what's the solution? It's to get that power out. Okay? Get up out of the pew, go out and share the gospel. That's the solution to it. Okay, what I'm going to do today is I'm going to share with you my personal testimony, okay, and show you the power of God's word that I've experienced, okay. In 2013, I retired. I was an IT director for a large insurance company. And I got on my sailboat and I sailed to the Caribbean and passed out Bibles. Then I went up to Cape Canaveral, and for the following 5 years, I worked with Seafarers Ministry. God told each of you to go to Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth, making disciples, right? God told me to go to Cape Canaveral, sit down, and I'm going to bring him to you. It was pretty amazing. I remember the first time, I'm not a great speaker, as you can tell, okay? But the first time I had to go to a ship and produce a sermon for a vessel that came into port for the seafarers, I was petrified to death. I remember driving around the port praying and saying, God, deliver me from this. And you know what happened? The whole crew came to the Lord. Every single one of them got a Tagalog Bible. That's the from the Philippines. And then over the years, I got to see God working. All you got to do is put God's word out there, and he does the work, as you were saying earlier. Our job is to plant the seed. God produces the harvest. It's really simple. Okay, so after that, the Lord took and brought that to an end. My heart's failing. So I took and I left the ministry there and positioned myself next to the Veterans Hospital in Gainesville, next to my son's house. And I began to pray, Lord, what do you want me to do? However many years you've got left, tell me what to do. So, I prayed that prayer, and he answered it. I wound up in prison, not as a guest of Florida, but as a volunteer in the chapel. And I've seen some amazing things, and all through God's word. But I noticed there's no men here with Bibles, a few, but they need Bibles. So what do? You get down on your knees and you start praying again. The very next Sunday, a gentleman named Steve Williams came to my church, and he said, he shared with us how Gideon's passed Bibles out all over this country, but also around the world. So I thought, well, that's cool. Thanks for answering my prayer, Lord. And I became a Gideon. In 2024, when that occurred, we put, I think, about 600 Bibles into the RMC unit in Lake Butler. Okay, now, 2025, that number has changed to 2,200 Bibles, and it's growing. Today, at a meeting I had shortly before your service here, I've got another prison to deliver Bibles to. And now, that just handing out Bibles, what's that do, right? While in a prayer and share, I'm also part of Kairos. That's a ministry where we go into the prison and share the gospel with the inmates. And so I was I was sitting at a prayer and share, and I had two inmates in front of me, and a third inmate comes up, and he says, he's weeping, and this is something you don't do in prison. You don't show weakness. And this man's weeping and crying, and I said, what's wrong? And I recognized him. It was several weeks before he had gotten saved. He had accepted Christ as a Savior. And he's weeping because his wife won't have anything to do with us Christians. So I said, don't worry about it. Keep the faith. Pray. So we got on our knees. We prayed. And weeks later, I came back, and he's waving at his wife's picture. And she wants to talk to us Christians. God's word works. Okay. make sure I'm covering all my bases. As I get older, I get forgetful. Okay, so what I want to do is I want to thank God for people just like you that lifted us in prayer. That's an essential part. Amen. Second, I want to thank God for people like you that support us financially, because I've got to buy those Bibles. And third, I want to thank God for people who will come alongside of us. And we'll talk more about that in a little bit later. Okay, now most of you guys, when you think of Gideons, you think of a Bible in a hotel room. Gideons is so much more than that. We are a group of business and professional men who, with their wives, share the gospel wherever God puts us. And as members of a Bible-believing church, we take and we're your missionary arm, one of your missionary arms. I'm sure you have many. And striving side by side with you for the faith of the gospel. Philippians 1:27 says, stand fast in one spirit and with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. 2 points about the Gideons. We have the uncompromised belief that the Bible is the inspired, infallible, and inerrant word of God. Amen. And we have regular focus on seeing men and women accept Christ as their Savior. Those are our two basic points. And with our wives, we go through the traffic lanes of life, handing out scriptures. We also give these little New Testaments as we had in the back there to students in schools, colleges, prisons, police departments. We encourage our men and women to share with the gospel with wherever they're at. Now, to date, we have 250,000 Gideons scattered over 199 countries. And we publish scriptures in 110 languages. Last year, by God's good grace, we got 67 million scriptures out around this globe. And since the beginning of the Gideons, 2.7 billion. Now, personal evangelism and the distribution of God's words works. Why? Because God says it does, and He made this place. He made the rules for it. So let's go to Isaiah. We just had that verse here, Isaiah 55:11. Do we have it up there? Okay. I come.
That's the very first one.
Ooh, you got the first.
Yeah,
take it all the way to 11. I want you to notice something about this whole chapter here, okay? Notice, for the rain and the snow, no, that's 10. One more, 11. So shall my word go forth out of my mouth, and it shall not return to me empty. I've seen that over and over and over. I get so surprised. 2 weeks ago, I was doing a service just like this, and a guy jumped up, and he'd gotten saved in the prison, one of the prison ministries. And it was amazing. Now he wants to go back and share the joy with the other inmates. Pretty cool. We're going to talk more about that in a second. But notice that first word. What's it say? So. What does that mean? That's a conjunction. If you want to get the complete thought, go to the verse before it. So let's go to 10. Wait a minute. That starts with the word for. Well, let's keep going back up. For as the rain snows, we discussed that earlier. Let's go back to 9. I'm putting them exercising them, aren't I? Okay, 8 and 9. Well, look at that. Keep going back. Let's back up some more, all the way to 1. Okay, come. To get the whole thought, look at all this together. Okay, come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters who has no money. Come and buy, eat, come, buy wine, milk, without money and without price. Salvation's free, guys. It doesn't take money. Okay, what does this remind you of? Remember Jesus at the well with the lady? And what did he tell her? That goes to, don't turn to it, but John 14, at the Samaritan lady, whoever drinks the water that I shall give him will never thirst again, but the water that I shall give him shall well up and spring into everlasting life. Okay, that's God's word. Okay, down to 2, down to 3. Okay, incline thine ear and come to me here, that your soul may live, and I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. Behold, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. 5. Behold, you shall call a nation that you do not know, a nation that did not know you shall run. Now, Isaiah, that was written, what, about several hundred years before Christ was born. Okay. And the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. That's the Gentiles. That's all of us. We're all called. You know, in the 5th chapter of Matthew, it says, let your light shine to not just us, but to all the people in the room, all nations. Go ahead into 6. This is, now we're getting down into the meat of this. Verse 6, seek. Now, pay attention to this real close. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. This ball game is not forever. Okay? Those people that you're sharing this power with, as this young man has in his hand, they're not going to be there forever. There's urgency in getting this out. If you saw a young boy standing in front of a car playing, your adrenaline would go out the ceiling, right? Well, that car's only going to hurt him while he's here on earth. What about the child that doesn't know God as his Savior? Your adrenaline ought to go out crazy, because that's forever you're affecting if you don't share the gospel with people. You're, in essence, telling them to go to a very bad place. Call upon him while he is near. Now, think about those people in the prison. The guy that got saved last time, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. That's all of you in here. That's me. That's those people in prison. And the unrighteous man his thoughts, let him return to the Lord that he may have compassion on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Whoa. Every man in here is a sinner. Amen. I know I am. I'm a forgiven sinner, though. That's cool. Okay, now we're going to go down to 7 or 8. Now, think about this. Isaiah is talking to the Jewish nation, right? And we're going down one more. 7 to 6. Okay, going up and down. Okay. Do you understand why God would love us? Yeah, I don't know about you, but there's not a person in this room that can explain God's love for people who do horrible things. I don't understand it. But then his thoughts are higher than my thoughts. His ways are higher than my ways. That's the next few verses. Then we go to the verse where his words come down. His power comes down like rain to water the seed, to produce more seeds, and to produce food for the eaters. Okay? Then we go into his word will go out and accomplish exactly what he chooses for it to. What power is that? And I've seen it over and over and over. Ships coming into the port. And I had the biggest one that amazed me was I was told to go to the port and deal with a ship from communist China that was in. Most of the time, a Chinese vessel, they'll kick me off. I get to the head of the gangway, and they'll say, no, you don't. I say, well, let me pray for your vessel. They said, no, you go. And this one, I got to talk to the captain. God put his hand on it. And I'm talking to the captain. He says, wait. And I thought, okay, here's where he kicks me off. And he said, no, he got on the intercom and called the entire crew down and said, come to the mess hall. You've got to hear what this man's telling me. And I got to share the gospel with the entire crew. And that entire ship took Mandarin Bibles home to communist China. That's a huge, huge no-no in their government. But with God's hand and God's power, it happens. It was so amazing. okay. Now, I'm gonna share with you some of the other ways we get the gospel message out. You're familiar with the Bibles in the hotels, but we also have the way. You've got these cards somewhere, do you? Yeah. So if you want to mail these cards out, you can either birthdays or sad events, whatever. We have a card for you back there. What you're doing is you're donating Bibles and in memory of somebody or in celebration of some event in their life. Okay. I've got cards where you can get on the internet and download a Bible in just about any language you want. Okay. Some other things we can do, and we'd love to do this with you guys if you want. If you would like to get training in evangelizing and sharing the gospel with people, we don't, no charge. I'll we'll have people come on board here, and it's about a three-hour class, and we'll help you gain skills in sharing the gospel. There's a book called Sharing Jesus Without Fear. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but that's basically where we're coming from with that. Now, I took and I went over verse 1 pretty quick. Verse 1 says, come everyone that thirsts, come to the water. And it says, he that hath no money, come. And it says, buy, eat, come. Remember the word come. Go all the way to Revelations. John's writing and he's giving the vision that God gave him. Coming to the end, and Jesus speaks out and says, I, Jesus, we're right in the last chapter, just a little bit, and the ball game's over. The Bible's complete. He says, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. And the spirit of the bride says, come. And to him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst, getting a common thread here, come. And to him that takes the water of life freely. Okay, if you don't know Christ as your Savior, come. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, by all means, don't let another day pass. Give it your pastor here. And solve that issue. It's imperative that you resolve that with your Creator. Okay, so you guys, you're probably saying to yourself, I want to be a Gideon, right? Okay, at the end of this service, I'm drawn to an end now. Am I on timer? Any time, okay. If you'd like to be a Gideon or like to get more information on it, I have applications. We can handle that for you. To share an example of some other places you guys can help us, money. Okay, what I want you to do there is in your bulletin, we put an insert. There's an envelope in there. If you feel like donating, put some. But pray first. Don't do anything without prayer. Pray first. See what God puts on your heart. Put it in the envelope. And what? Put it in the... We're going to pass the basket around. Okay. We would appreciate any help. Every dime you give goes into printing God's word and getting it out. And, okay. Main thing I'm going to ask you guys for is please keep us on your list. Keep us lifted in prayer. Okay. We've got some big events coming up. One is called Ignite, just to share with you what the Gideons are doing. Ignite's going to be the second week in October. If you go to, we're bringing in people from all over, Gideon from all over this state, and we're going to take and get in. We've already ordered them. They're in a truck en route. 35,000 Bibles are coming into Alachua County. The hospitals, we'll have them in all the nursing rooms. The hotels, we're going to pull all the old Bibles and replenish them. The University of Florida, the high schools. If you get on a sidewalk and you're slower than me, you're going to hear the gospel and get a Bible, okay? Pray for that event. We're praying that this will ignite a movement, a great awakening in this part of the country. Tell me we don't need that. I don't know if you've driven around Gainesville a bit, but there's some really crazy things going on. I don't want to go into that very much. okay. I covered all of that. Make sure I cover them. I don't know about you guys, but my memory's not so good as I'm getting older, making sure I'm covering all my bases here. Okay, that covers it. So I want to thank you for letting me speak with you this morning. And what I would like to do is close this off with a prayer. And this is a special prayer for me. As I said, I volunteer in the prisons around here, and with a group called Kairos. And this is the prayer I start each meeting with, and I would like to end this meeting with this prayer, if that's okay with you. Okay. So here we go. Father, Lord God, thank you for this time with these people, Father. Lord God, I pray that that your scripture falls on this good soil, and we produce a growth for you, Father, for your glory. And Father, I would like to ask that Jesus come join us in our journey as we seek your will for this community and this environment. Lord God, teach us to love each other and give ourselves as you gave yourself, that the kingdom of God might be made present to all. In your name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Okay, so have you made the habit of reading your Bible every day? If not, I hope you'll begin today. It doesn't have to be tough, you know. You can begin by reading just one chapter a day. One chapter doesn't take very